Most people assume that allowing younger workers to invest part of their Social Security will be a windfall for Wall Street. Critics of the idea even say it's a motive for the plan in the first place. So if you're a financial industry lobbyist, your first job is to argue that it won't help you, or at least not that much. NPR's Peter Overby explains.
Much of the lobbying for private accounts and Social Security will be run by the Alliance for Worker Retirement Security.
You know, we've been working on this since 1997.
Derek Max is director of the Alliance. It's headquartered at the National Association of Manufacturers. Other members of the Alliance include corporations and trade associations, just a few of which are prominent on Wall Street.
We spent the last 5 years in a labor of love trying to pass this thing because we think it's right. We think it's right for low-income workers, high-income workers. We think it's right for American business.
Max says industry in general supports private accounts and Social Security. That's because the only other option seems to be a big hike in the Social Security taxes they have to pay. But for the financial industry, Wall Street, it's a more complicated equation. Liz Varley is Director of Retirement Policy for the Securities Industry Association, the lobby group for stockbrokers and dealers.
The potential for any kind of windfall for the industry is grossly overstated.
Varley analyzed the revenues that would come Wall Street's way through partial privatization. And like other finance industry lobbyists, she foresees low returns from managing millions of accounts that are small by Wall Street standards. The lobbyists also worry about the potential for new federal regulations.
This is in no way privatizing. It's highly government involvement in the accounts, and there will be a lot of efficiencies that go along with that. And any role for the industry would be relegated to investment management. The actual record-keeping, administration of the accounts would remain with the federal government.
Of course, that doesn't mean Varley's group opposes the new accounts. The association is part of the Alliance lobbying for them. And Wall Street may be able to find opportunities beyond handling retirement accounts of $5,000 or $10,000 each. Mercer Bullard is a law professor at the University of Mississippi and founder of Fund Democracy, a financial watchdog group. He says Wall Street's opportunity lies in handling what comes with those accounts.
To give you an example, you could easily see somebody reaching $5,000 in their Social Security account fairly early while also having a significant 401k account, a significant private account, life insurance needs, and other kinds of financial services needs that Wall Street would really like to be providing to them.
Scott Talbot, Vice President for Government Affairs at the Financial Services Roundtable, another Alliance member, says they're lobbying for an overhaul mainly because the system needs to be fixed.
We don't know the details yet, but there's a possibility that we would be asked to help run the program, and our members would certainly take a look at that and be willing to strongly consider, you know, participating in the program to help out and offer their services.
Talbot says the Alliance will be glad to sing lead in the call for change.
But then we still need the chorus of voices behind it, echoing the message and keeping the drumbeat alive. Roundtable member companies represent the largest 100 financial services firms in the country. They will have their own efforts as well.
That's a chorus that should be easy to organize. And back at the Alliance, Derek Max says it's just what will make the difference.
I can go to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and say, look, we need to get this out to all of your, you know, millions of members. You know, when we have meetings on the Hill, you know, it's the Chamber, NFIB, it's Pfizer's lobbyist, it's, you know, it's getting the right people in to meet with them.
So when crunch time comes on this tough issue, Wall Street's lobbyists will be among those pushing for change. But for more than one reason, they know it's best to do it as part of a crowd. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.